أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وموالاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome everybody to our final session of Steps to Arabic. It is a What is it that they say? The parting is a to bid adieu is it's a bittersweet or something. I don't know, but I think it's sweet in the sense that such sweet sorrow, mashallah, Sareem. Parting is a sweet sorrow. That's the one. Yes. The reason I feel reflecting on this statement is because it is sweet in the sense that, alhamdulillah, you know, we're completing something. And like the Prophet taught us to say that Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat, that it is by the virtue of Allah's blessings that all things, all good things come to a conclusion, right? All good things are all good things are completed, Alhamdulillah. So that's something we thank Allah for. But also it is a sorrowful moment because we are, you know, finishing up our class, Alhamdulillah. But like I had, this is, not to be, I hope you're not, it's not a final farewell, inshallah. Like, I really do hope that we continue seeing each other, inshallah ta'ala. And this, the whole, a decision to have small groups and TAs was difficult for me because I've actually never had that kind of setup. I've always just kind of taught solo, maybe with like one TA or one head TA, so to say, right? But I felt it was really important to do that because I think it will enhance, firstly and most importantly, the learning experience of our existing students, because I feel there is more that I could have given, but we weren't able to, for one reason or the other, complete some of those things. So I feel kind of like this teeing opportunity will allow us to, allow me to fill in those gaps for you all, right? Number one, and number two, the opportunity to teach is always a very beautiful thing because it allows you to learn. On that, I wanted to first mention on that note a couple of housekeeping notes on that, which is that I've sent a form for those of you who would like to be TAs, right? How many of you saw that email? Is the audio okay now? Okay, alhamdulillah. Very good. Jazakumullah khair. So it's good that you saw it. It comes in. It was in that email. Alhamdulillah. I'll post the link again, on the portal and other places as well, inshallah ta'ala. I also, before I forget, I sent the course STA1 and STA2 PDFs that has all the links and all the files. Did you all get that? Okay. So those are like in the email, like the email, the links are actually attached to the email. They're not links to like the Al-Kawthar site. They're links within the email. They're embedded within like MailChimp. So it's not like if the Al-Kawthar student portal is, removed, those links on the email will remain active. However, the links on the PDF document, that one is purely referencing the files from the Al-Kawthar site outside of YouTube. So if you are, if you want to download everything, then the time to do it will be like right now. But the documents that are most important are in the email and they're attached as part of the email. Okay. SDA3, I was just waiting to finish today's class and then I'll send that inshallah ta'ala as well. Okay, now a couple of things, but I was asking a very important question. Okay, let me jump right into it. So I, what we decided was that we will keep the sessions at an hour and a half. okay? Because a two-hour sessions might be a little too much. And to cover up the shortage of instruction time, there's a few things. Number one, you know, if you remember when we were doing conjugation and we were learning properties, I would spend the first 20 minutes reviewing aslan, right? Like I would just do that de facto, right? So now instead of me doing that in a large group, not sure who's participating and who is, the TA will lead that, right? So there's one aspect of that. The second thing is that if you look at, maybe I'll share this with you right now. If you look at the schedule, right? There is quite a lot of like Quran study modules that are built into the course. Now this is something we did too, right? We didn't like skimp on that, but now we are going to for example, these first 3 weeks there isn't like a TA session because at this point all of you guys, everyone's kind of together, right? Maybe there's one TA session in the beginning just so that make sure everybody's together, and then maybe there is one TA session here just to like kind of recap what we are learning, right? But in the beginning of the course, for example, there is an opportunity for everybody to kind of like settle into the groove, and then as we start ISM basics, right, that is when, you know, a lot of the TAing would be like required, okay? So that's part number one of this puzzle, which is it's not 20 minutes every single class. That's not the case. Okay, it will be like we will have somewhat of a schedule. Certain times we will have a lot, like every class there will be a TA session, and other classes or other weeks we may not have every class a TA session. Okay, what if you're able to TA once a week? That is okay, inshallah ta'ala. We will figure that out, inshallah. Those details we'll figure out. That's why in the form it says, can you do it like this day and that day? And that way at least I know, right? And then we can coordinate and figure things out, inshallah ta'ala. The other thing also is that you don't have to stay for the entire 1.5 hour session, okay? You only have to stay for your TA part, which is going to be in the very beginning of the course, very beginning of the session. So you can kind of finish up, and if you like to leave, you can leave, inshallah, there's no problem. The timing we are keeping the same for the Qamar group, which is 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Monday and Thursday. This allows people to attend from basically like North America, largely like North American audience. They can attend this, alhamdulillah. And it is also on a weekday or a weeknight, so it doesn't compromise your weekends. The morning sessions are actually going to be half hour earlier, right? So certain times will be like, you know, right around Fajr time or just before even Fajr. But those morning sessions are the reason why we moved it up a little bit earlier is because the people in Australia, particularly Sydney, right? Those brothers and sisters, when daylight saving times kicks in for them, this is like a very difficult thing because their daylight saving time goes like the opposite direction. So we lose an hour we lose an hour, right? And they gain an hour. So it becomes a two-hour difference. So their class now starts like way later. And that was like a problem for them. They were starting at 11 p.m., whereas before the daylight saving times, they would start at 9 p.m. So this would allow them to have their class in the evening. And even when the real like time separation arrives, they're still starting at a time where at midnight they're done. So it's for the Qamar group, it's the same. For the Shams group, it's just half hour earlier. And that allows those particular students from Sydney and even from like some brothers and sisters from the UK, because it's afternoon time for them. The Shams group, by the way, is going to be Saturday and Monday. Okay, so that's the other switch, because having it on Saturday allows some of the UK people to take at least one class a week during like work hours, because the second, like the Monday one, is during their office hours. They probably can't take it. At least one of the two they can take during the week, which is a big deal because it allows you to, you know, keep the momentum going, right? It's very difficult to watch the whole thing in recording. That would be a lot to ask for somebody, right? And sometimes Mondays are off. Mondays are, you know, like here and there you can make it's a possibility to easily catch a class here and there, inshallah. So those are a couple of those housekeeping notes. Number one, it is still an hour and a half, alhamdulillah. Number two, the timings are the same for the Qamar group, the Shams group, just a half hour before. Number three, TAs are going to come in and they have their session in the very beginning. We'll provide you like with a an outline of what to cover, inshallah ta'ala, so you can prepare ahead of time and you're ready for that, inshallah. And number four, it's not going to be every single week. However, I will, you know, hope that, you know, you can be there every single week, because it will be nice for everyone to be in the class again, right? So that is that. Also, what we would like to do is we would like to have like a TA group study, right? So like me, Ustada Samia, inshallah, and some of the others, the TAs, all of us will join and we'll have like a TA group study where some of the topics we didn't finish, inshallah, we will go through some things that, you know, are maybe unclear. We can also iron out. So we want to schedule it so that it's kind of like a bonus class along with, you know, a teeing session for you, inshallah. So all that is basically what the teeing, entails, inshallah. Okay. How long do we have access to the resources on the Al-Kawthar website? When is the last day? So the resources on the Al-Kawthar website, like as I mentioned, are one year to the day of the registration. All right, 1 year to the day of the registration. Which is why I sent you guys this document, right? Course contents. Yes, this is part one. So this is a YouTube video. You click it. This YouTube video is not going anywhere. Okay. These files. If I skip to the course materials, these files, I have attached them to the email. So you can download it from there. Or you can just click it now and download it here and just name it like accordingly. So this document kind of captures everything you need to know. And I've sent it both for part one and part two, and I'll send it for part three, inshallah, hopefully tomorrow, or soon, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so that TAing, number one, the schedule, right? For reasons we can't tee, are we allowed to attend the bonus sessions? Just an idea. I should think about that, because I really want the bonus sessions to be the classes for me, the TAs, because, you know, Allah, I have to think about it. I don't know. Come on, you can TA, inshallah. third and the final thing before we begin is about something you won't like. The third and the final thing is about final assessment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All right, so here is no, there's no final exam. I discussed this with Ustaz Samia, and we synonyms. Oh. Okay, so it is something that we feel that the whole course will have like a kind of a incomplete feel if we don't do something like a final project. This, by the way, is completion grade. You send it, and you know it's a completion grade, inshallah ta'ala, as long as it is. Completed. This is an ayah from the Quran. Okay, this is from Surah number 28, Surah Qasas. Okay, Surah Qasas. And what we've done is that it's something you know, right? We do this all the time, don't we? Right. I separate the words out. We translate them together, right? And after translating them, we do the i'rab of them, right? This is exactly that. Okay, there is nothing more to it than this. There's some tricky words in the ayah. So those tricky words are mentioned here for you. You know, the root letters and its family, right? The root letters and its family. Past tense, fi'l. So you know, right? You know, like you won't be completely, you know, lost with that. Okay? So it is, here's what you, you can use external resources. Yes, it's not, you don't have to, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Hansware, whatever other resource you'd like to use, please go ahead and use it. There's no problem, inshallah, okay? And then you fill in like the word by word translation here, right? We even made it so that you can just type it in here, inshallah. And then the full translation you write here based on what you understood, okay? And this is basically the translation portion of it. And then the i'rab portion of it is very simple. Jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya. And you start from there, inshallah. So, you know, when you do this, there's a lot of nice things in it. Okay, there's a lot of very nice sentences. It will review a lot of the concepts, particularly the foundational concepts, you know. And I think you will, once you do this, you will feel a sense of accomplishment, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, and this will be, I think, better than the previous exam, which was a whole bunch of like, I think trickery questions which were more difficult to do, right? This is more, you do it, there's a bit of an accomplishment because you have, like we've done this together many, many times. And now when you do it, alhamdulillah, it will be like a amalgamation of all the learning, okay? So you have until the, you know, August 23rd, right? August 23rd, 2020. To do this, inshallah ta'ala. And you should get your quiz results for STA2 this week, inshallah. I'm working on them. You should be getting them all in your emails starting this week, inshallah ta'ala. So you start one or you... STA2 answer key, inshallah, I think we can post that as well. No problem with that, okay? That should be not a big deal. So this is the final project. Is this like, I don't think this is too hard. What do you all think of this? Good. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Right. Inshallah. Very good. Right. And if there is like a word that you guys are all stuck at, you can ask in the WhatsApp group and then we can say, you know what, here is what this is. Like, you know, maybe, maybe this word, yaqtatilan, people are like, we don't get what this word is. That's fine. We can write, okay, this is the root letters, and this is the family. Now you can look it up, right? So this is not that final assessment that was a difficult exam. This is, you know, apply what you've learned to Quran. Use a translation, inshallah, to help you. Use Hansware, right? Use the resources you have available to you, inshallah ta'ala. Now, Brother Danish, I'm compelled to make sure that I check your exam. Okay, all things considered. Okay, all right. Studies after STA3. Now, studies after STA3 is something I was gonna message you all about once this like last class was over. We haven't discussed it formally. The recommendation that I have, right, is continue Quranic Arabic in some way, okay? The reality, folks, is that if you stop, all that you've learned will be gone, okay? Because it is in a very from a brain development or what is the word? From a neuroscience perspective, the knowledge you have is like the way we retain information is like there's connections that are made between neurons. Okay, right now those connections are extremely weak because they're just formed. Okay, they need to be like reformed and reconnected through multiple accesses. Not even short-term memory. This is even in long-term memory, by the way. Something can enter your long-term memory and then be gone. Okay. It depends actually on how well, you know, you process it the first time or in a subsequent time when you were learning it. Okay. Now what's interesting is it's, if you completely stop, all those connections you made will disappear. Okay. And then if you try to start again, it will be like the car that's a cold start. It will be very difficult for to get it started right away. Those connections will be really far away. So my recommendation is you need a continuing study afterwards. Okay. And that is going to solidify, that is going to extend things you didn't get the first time will get filled in, right? Think of it like a block of Swiss cheese. The holes here will get filled in as you go through it a second time, either with a second curriculum or as a TA teaching it. Okay. So recommendation number one was a TA. And I think that part has been explained quite a bit because, you know, we've expanded upon it a few times. And that reinforcement will help. Okay. Number two is the foundations class that my teacher, Sheikh Muhammad Hilmi, teaches, right? So this is the Qutuf Academy. I will post a link to this, inshallah, right? And this is the class, the foundations class. It is basically, it's like a bridge to learning Arabic. You know, someone who has studied Arabic in English, now this is like your next step, okay? For some people, this step it might be a little too much, too intimidating. For others, it may not be. But the good thing is that I will actually inform Sheikh Muhammad Hilmi exactly how much, like you guys know, and exactly where he needs to start, right? So he won't start where this class started, right? This is in 2018. These guys started a little advanced. You know, this is February of 2018. They had been at it for longer, these guys, okay? But you will start at a different place. But just for the sake of, like, checking out what it is, right? This is how it goes. He has, like, an Arabic text with the...
Safina. When I ask you, ya ikhwa, la ma'na,
it means, what is the meaning of ma ma'na? طيب. So, ma ma'na safina, you know? Jayid ark, or ship, jayid ahsantum. طيب.
All right. So he does basically this. What is this? He will do the same thing that we're doing, but he does it with stories of Quran, right? And he will type like the meanings. But a lot of the typing he does starts to type in Arabic, but he'll explain in English. Okay. So this class, by the way, was a very advanced class. So this is like when they started foundations, it was like they had done one more like steps to Arabic 4, and then they started it. Okay, so keep that in mind. They had one extra like term before you guys. Okay, but other classes when he's taught it started roughly where you guys are today. So he would review with you the sarf, for example, to make it strong, right? He will review vocabulary. A lot of this is vocab. Acquisition, what does this word mean? And then start to build a grammatical analysis. It's not going to be so like heavy on grammar right away, but he focuses on building vocab and listening comprehension. Right? You listen to him say expressions in Arabic again and again. He explains it, and that is how it sticks. Ma ma'ana means what is the meaning? That's what he said. Yeah. Quran study is a very advanced one. Quran study, by the way, so this is the one that Brother Danish is referencing is the one that is meant for people who've completed foundations and even completed part of advanced Islamic studies. Okay, advanced Islamic studies is these courses, right? And you know, these are people who've gone through like a lot of Arabic grammar, about a year more of Arabic grammar twice a week. You know, another I think maybe 45. For about 40 weeks of like more Arabic grammar that they have gone through, right? Mulhatul I'rab, approximately 10 months, right? And then those guys are like kind of ready for really, really benefiting from the Quran study session. But the Quran study session was kind of like open to all because you kind of still understand or still learn some nuances from the Quran. Anyway, coming back to foundations. So the foundations course is meant to be for like the students who finish with me, right? When I was teaching at Bayana, this was like how we, when we made it. And then when I was teaching by myself, Sheikh Hilmi, like I would tell him, this is where, you know, these guys are. You take them forward. All right. The focus was on learning the focus on vocab development a lot more. Okay. So that is the course I recommend. This is generally twice a week. Okay. And this is taught because Sheikh Muhammad Hilmi is in Egypt. It is taught in the morning hours, and which is the problem for many of you, right? This would be basically, he is like the latest he basically starts is at noon. And generally we do this on a Saturday, Sunday. Okay. So the courses, what I do is like, I have a little form for the students who are interested in it. And you can select like which times work for you, and maybe none of the times work for you because your Saturday, Sunday, you cannot afford to do this. You have other things you're committed to, or the timing is too early, and the weekdays just won't work because you have to go to work and whatnot. So maybe then this isn't the one for you. But considered, this is like the course that I feel that I recommend. And alhamdulillah, many, many, including our very own Ustada Samia, has been through this. And she's done this advanced Islamic studies. And mashallah, she was like at the very top of this class. Mashallah. And a lot of the students who studied with me previously, this is the route that they've gone. Now, why don't I teach beyond STA 3? Why don't I teach beyond STA 3? So I want to get STA isn't like this is the it's not like Steps to Arabic is running very very like a machine, you know what I mean? Like I have to perfect this component of it first, right? And what that requires is a lot of time to like reevaluate things, a lot of times to, you know, like fix things that I feel are definite improvements. All those aspects, once they're there, then inshallah, like I could think about more something, you know, more advanced. But at this junction, I don't think I can do that time-wise and frankly, you know, just energy-wise too, right? I really appreciated that, and I really appreciate that. That's why I really want the TA sessions will be like a STA 3 prime, you know. That's what they're gonna be like. That's why my recommendation number, like it's like recommendation 1A and 1B, right? 1A is that TA, 1B is this. So please try to, you know, find the way to make it to either of them. And if you're not able to, there's other, you know, courses that are available, other people who teach, you know, there is my teacher, Ustad Asim Mir Ali from LQ Toronto, who does like a Quran study in English, which I can forward to you. And it's Friday nights. And it's on Zoom now as well. So you can see what that's like too, right? Ustad Asim, the remember the singing teacher, the song? That was him, right? So he does some stuff too. But that is, again, it's nice, it's decent, but this is where, like, you will... put it this way. With that course, and if I was to teach you, by the way, you would kind of remain dependent on me, okay? If you can gut through this course, then you really become like a Arabic learner. Now you have started to acquire vocab and like really taking it to the next level. You know what I mean? Like this is what Foundations is about, right? Foundation, everything, the whole thing is recorded, you know, class notes, the same way we do things here is the same way Sheikh Hilmi does it. You know, classes through Zoom, the books are in PDFs, live notes, video recordings. And even a student's community group. All right. So all that, alhamdulillah, I will email all of this to you all, inshallah ta'ala, when these things will be, inshallah. Okay? So those housekeeping notes took a while, but alhamdulillah, it had to take. We wanted to get through all of them. Barakallahu feekum. And that's the key part of al-Salim. You don't stop. You keep going, inshallah ta'ala. And we will try our best to continue. Now, today what we have to do is a couple of things. We have to complete Babula. What is Babula? What do you think Babula is? The chapter of La. Right? What is the chapter of La? The chapter of how to say no. Okay. So, the chapter of La, think of it like La ilaha illallah. Okay? La ilaha illallah. That is the chapter of La. When I say chapter of La, that's what you should think of. Now, let me go to the notes here. The chapter of La. All right. This is not don't. This is not forbidding. Okay. This is a categorical negation. It is called, in Arabic, this chapter La is called La Nafia. La Nafiatun Lil Jins. Little jinns, okay, which means categorical negation, none whatsoever. I'm gonna come back to La ilaha illallah in a sec, because in the morning class I think we kind of got confused when I did this first and then did that second. So I'm gonna do this first and then go back to that. Don't you worry, okay? Now. Now, here's the thing. Categorical negation is a very beautiful thing. A very, very powerful tool of Arabic. Let's look at what Ibn Ajum says. All right? He says, Babula. He says, I'lam anna la tansibu an-nakirat bighayri tanween idha basharat an-nakirata walam tatakarrar. La nahwa la rajula fiddar. Okay, let's look at the example before we look at the definition. La rajula fiddar. What does addar mean, by the way? Addar. The house. Very good, right? Okay, so what is the translation of la rajula fi addar? Can I get some water, please? Oh, it's right there, sorry. Thank you. All right, so you are saying, I'm seeing the translations, mashallah, they are the man is never in the house, okay? No men in the house, no man in this house, no man in the house. There is no man in the house. Very good, Sister Madhya. All right? So, if you do it literally, you will say, no man whatsoever is in the house. Correct? Do you first agree with this translation? From the translation, can you guess what type of jumla is this? Ismiya or fi'liya? Jumla ismiya, right? Yes or no? Okay. Now, it doesn't make a lot of sense right now the way it is. So let's add a couple more things to it, shall we? There is, right? Let's put it this way. No man. Let me make this all red. There is no man present in the house. Does that make sense? That makes sense too, right? Oh boy. All right, so excellent question. Wouldn't the word hadir have to be in there, or mawjood have to be in there, right? Okay, so this is actually a very good point. Let's look at this, okay? Now, here is the thing that's very interesting here, okay? Firstly, do you agree with this translation? Does this make sense? It does, right? Okay, very good. Now, as you can notice, this is a jumla ismiya. Okay, the mubtada or whatever is in the place of mubtada is basically a man, right? Rajul. Yes or no? Let me call it quote unquote mubtada, because it's not really going to be the mubtada. Okay, but that's fine. We can see a related, right? We can see related, which is what? Fiddar. Very nice. Fiddari. Right? Now, where is the khabar? And this is the first new concept of the day before we get into Babula. The khabar is implied. Ahsant, brother Danish. The khabar is mahdhuf. Mahdhuf means omitted. Okay, on this note, I should show you this. Sorry, I didn't show it to the class in the morning, but this is a important injunction, important for your learning. Okay, so my Twitter feed is very interesting. Where is it? Wait a minute. I know it. I have a joke about Arabic grammar, but it got omitted. Now you'll get this joke. So the khabar is mahdhuf. It is omitted. The khabar is mahdhuf. It is omitted. What does this mean? It means it is understood by the audience without the need to mention it. It is understood by the audience without the need to mention it. In fact, it is more powerful because it has brevity, right? If I was to say, La Rajula Mawjudun Fiddar, right? That would actually be this sentence. But this time we will put like that. Okay? But this isn't as powerful. What's more powerful? This sentence isn't as powerful. the omitting of the khabar adds power, right? Keep in mind, you are categorically negating. Yes, from a balagha perspective, you are categorically negating, right? You are like saying none whatsoever. Okay, I'm coming to that situation. Okay, you're trying to say that there is no man whatsoever in the house. Okay, so since you are negating that, and it is used only in that context for negation, it actually adds more power to the sentence to have the khabar omitted. Okay, this is the first concept, the first thing I'd like you to notice. Okay, now I would like you to also tell me, what do you notice about... No, not, it's not a blanket rule. Okay, the khabar, omitting al khabar with la nafiya, with the categorical negation, adds power to the negation. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, now I want you to tell me, what do you observe about rajula? What are some of the things you can notice? Properties of ism wise. Number one, it is mansub. Ahsan, sister Fazana. Number two, no al, no tanween. No tanween. And can I put indefinite? Yeah? Perfect. These are three things we can observe, right? Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. All right. When you have this, right? When you have this, لا تنصب النكرات منصوب نكرات indefinite بغير تنوين no تنوين. Okay, this is the categorical negation. لا نافية للجنس. People, you're with me. I.e., when you have these three things, how is it indefinite? It's a rajul, right? It's not al. It has no al, right? It should have, if it was not la nafiya, you would say rajulun fiddar. Or inna rajulan fiddar. You see? You can say that. Ah, we're coming to la ilaha illallah. Don't you worry about Danish. Okay. So when you have this mansub, no tanween, indefinite, this, and then this is actually, let's add this right after la. This is la nafiya lil jins. Categorical negation. This creates the meaning. That meaning creates the meaning of none whatsoever. Instead of just no. If I say la rajulun fiddar, if I was to say that, okay? La rajulun. Or ma fiddari rajulun. There is no man in the house. That's fine. Okay? That's okay. But maybe there's two men, because I said there's no a man, but maybe there's two. The possibility is open. If I say la rajula fiddar, there is no man whatsoever in the house. Okay, no man, not one, not two, not three, right? A la LeBron. So that is what la nafiya lil jins does. Okay, it creates the meaning of none whatsoever. Okay, now let's look at examples, because the examples will make things clear for us, right? Yes or no? Okay, let's look at Surah Al-Baqarah. I have some other examples that I'll show you, inshallah, afterwards. But let's look at Surah Al-Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Huh? Do you notice? Is there la? Yes or no? Yes. Mansub. Raiba is mansub. Is Raiba no tanween? Raiba has no tanween. Is Raiba indefinite? Like it has, does it have an al? Or is it mudaf to something that's definite? No, it's not. So it is indefinite. Does Raiba come right after la? It does. This creates the meaning of none whatsoever. The meaning of none whatsoever. La raiba fihi. La nafiya lil jins. All right. Now, what about the khabar? Remember, we talked about this whole khabar mahdoof thing, right? Yes or no? Okay. So, when you have the four conditions met that are described above, the word, the ism, we'll say raiba, is described as ism la. What is it called? Ism la. Okay. The khabar la is marfu', just like all the other khabars are, right? Like jumla ismiya khabars. Okay. However, most of the time, it is what? What's the Arabic word I'm looking for? Mahdoof. Most of the time it is mahdoof. It is omitted. Okay. It is implied. Okay. How is it implied? It is, rather say, it is understood as present. It is usually, let's put it as usually understood as present. Okay, so for example, let's make this bigger. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ. Translate for me ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, please. As the word present, yes. So that book or this book/that book, sure, right? La raiba fihi. La raiba. There is no doubt. I'm going to put whatsoever. Whatsoever. Present in it. You see that, people? La raiba. Let's color code this. La raiba. No doubt whatsoever. Fihi. Fihi is in it. Right? What is my omitted khabar in the sentence? What is my omitted khabar here? What's the word? I am trying to make it kind of the same. Present. Fine, Brother Salim. Since you made fun of my color coding, I will change it. All right, how about that? All right. The word Khabar. See, the khabar present is implied in it. The khabar present is omitted. It's understood. There is no doubt whatsoever present in it. Does that make sense to you all? People? So far, so good. Yes? Let's see other examples. Let us look at this ayah. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمَ. I'm gonna skip to لَا ظُلْمَ. Or maybe let's look at the words quickly here. Okay, this is the ayah number 17 from Surah 40. Okay, Surah Ghafir. الْيَوْمَ means today, right? Why does الْيَوْمَ mean today? Do you remember? Mansub and al, ahsan bil sawt, right? Mansub and al, and it is what? It is a dharf, yes, a dharf of zaman, today. Tujza, this is actually a fa'il. Tujza is a fa'il that is a passive fa'il. Okay, tujza is a passive fa'il from jaza yajzi, like you say, jazakallahu khairan. Tujza is the passive fa'il. She, it will be replaced, repaid. The pronoun is hidden pronoun, she. Okay? Just like tadribu, tansuru, all that, tujza. But it is passive. Why is it a hidden pronoun, she? Because nafsin is mentioned. Kullu, every nafsin, soul. Nafsin is feminine. So the fi'il becomes feminine accordingly. I.e. today every soul shall be repaid. This is talking about what day, by the way? The day of judgment, right? Tujza. This is what will happen on the day of judgment. Bima kasabat, with what kasabat. Laha ma kasabat. Wa alayha maktasabat. What it has earned. It will be repaid for what it has earned. If a person is not repaid for what they have earned, it's because they are forgiven by Allah's mercy. That is the only one who is not repaid. That person is forgiven by Allah's mercy. And we ask Allah to make us of those who are forgiven by His mercy and enter into paradise. Ameen. But the one who is repaid, that is justice. And that is because of what they have earned. Okay. La zulma. La zulma. Translate la zulma for me, please. No injustice whatsoever. No injustice whatsoever. Is it mansub, dhulma? Yes. Is it indefinite, like no al? Yes. Is it a single fatha? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Is it right after la? Alhamdulillah. It meets all the conditions. It meets all the conditions of la nafiya lil jins, and thus dhulma is your ism la. Dhulma is your ism la. No injustice. Al yawma is today, right? Look at the translation again. La dhulma. La dhulma. No, there is no injustice whatsoever. Al yawma. Today. Again, tell me, what is the khabar for this sentence? The khabar for this sentence is present, right? Okay, the word present, omitted as a word, correct? It is omitted, right? Understood to be present, but it is omitted, mahdhuf, ahsantu. Do you get the gist of it? Now, let me just do the Arab. Ismu la is dhulma. Khabar la is omitted, meaning present. Related is al-yawma. How can I put al-yawma as related? Can someone tell me this? Who remembers? Who remembers? It is a dharf. Ahsan, brother Saud. Very nice. Because your related can be harf jar ism majrur or a dharf. Ahsant, right? Here in this case, the dharf comes with a mudaf ilayhi ahsant by the ra'id. So we will include it as related. Right? You see how it fits the jumla ismiya, but what's unique about it is the khabar is mahdhuf. It's mahdhuf, it is omitted. Now, the reason why I'm adding there is because in English, the sentence doesn't make sense if I don't say there is. Do you see what I'm saying? If I say no justice whatsoever, maybe I can say is present today, but in reality, we have there, right? And this is the way you would you would say it in Arabic, right? You don't have to say hunaka la dhulma al-yawm. You don't have to say that. It's implied with the jumla ismiya. It's something that we have to add in the translation for it to translate over. Okay, it's not like a part of the structure, but it's just you have to do it for it to make sense in your language. Okay. But the key part is the present part, the omitted khabar mahdhuf. So to recap, we have the following conditions. The following conditions must be met. Conditions, so ism la, conditions for ism la. What are the conditions for ism la? Let us check this out. These four. Mansub, no tanween, indefinite, right after la. Easy way to remember, la ilaha illallah, la raiba fihi. Right? Easy to remember, right? Okay, very good. Let's put khabar la. Khabar la is khabar la is marfu', however generally or mostly, let's put mostly, it is omitted, and the word of the day is mahdhuf. Yeah, people, you with me? Is it understood? It is understood to mean present, right? Mean the word present. Does that make sense, people? And then we have the related is just related is just harf jar ism majrur. Related is harf jar plus ism majrur, like for example la raiba fihi, right? La raiba fihi, or it is dharf plus mudaf ilayhi if needed, right? For example, la dhulma al-yawma. Okay, make sense of people? People, are you with me? Just a quick point about tujza. It is present, passive, with present pronoun, she, and nafs, gender, feminine. Questions. Khabar la is hidden or omitted, and why do we care to be marfu'? Because khabar is usually marfu', right? And you will see why in a second, brother Saud. All right, how much time do we have? We have to break from Maghrib. MashaAllah, Maghrib actually came in quite a bit earlier. So, let us... Is so far so good, yes or no? Now we will make a heading called Understanding La Ilaha Illallah. Understanding La Ilaha Illallah. Okay, and we will understand La ilaha illallah inshallah ta'ala after Salat al-Maghrib. Alright? Jazakumullah khairan. Please be back after Maghrib. We have a couple of things left. We have to do Munada. Munada is actually pretty straightforward. And then the rest is actually not... That really is it. Majrurat, we will do inshallah in a very quick way. You will enjoy it. Okay? Barakallahu feekum. We will be back and where we will look at understanding La ilaha illallah. Jazakumullah khairan. See you shortly. Alhamdulillah, and I just realized I didn't unpause the recording. Khalas, inshallah. The you can still ask questions, inshallah ta'ala, no problem whatsoever. Please do so through the email, through the WhatsApp. Inshallah ta'ala, without any hesitation, you can feel free to reach out to me. And then it would mean a lot for me to if you kept in touch, alhamdulillah. And if you come back to continue, you know, learning together, that would mean even more, alhamdulillah. I took time to ponder how we would go forward, and I'm trying to make it so that all of us can kind of continue to study together, alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you all for your du'as, your kind words. We ask Allah to accept from us all. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu 'ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Jazakumullahu khairan bali. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'll be posting a video on the WhatsApp group. It's a message by Sheikh Sajid, who's the head of Al-Kawthar, to congratulate you all. And just a word of encouragement. So please do watch that at your convenience. Inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ameen, ya Rab. Ameen. Ameen.